USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. House, by just a one-vote majority, is advancing articles of impeachment against U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. House Republicans failed to do the same thing last week.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
Mayorkas now becomes the very first cabinet official to face impeachment since the 1870s. Several House Republicans say he's committed high crimes and misdemeanors over his handling of the U.S. southern border. The White House is pressuring lawmakers in Congress now to quickly pass a new $90 billion-plus foreign aid package.
The president urges the House to send this legislation to his desk immediately so that he can sign it into law.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, it was part of the earlier rejected bipartisan border security deal, but is now being passed by U.S. senators as a standalone bipartisan funding package for allies overseas. New Republican Speaker Mike Johnson has opposed direct foreign aid spending on Ukraine in the past. However, now the bill includes spending for Israel and Taiwan as well. National political polls continue to say the same thing. Most American voters do not want to see a Biden-Trump rematch for president.
According to the Reuters Ipsos poll, Trump has the support of 37% of respondents, while Biden holds 34%. Additionally, 10% of all respondents expressed intentions to vote for other candidates, while 12% said they don't plan to vote at all. I'm John Schaefer.
DoorDash, Uber, and Lyft drivers are going to strike this Valentine's Day. A group called Justice for App Workers mentioned they planned for drivers to stage pickets outside airports and Uber offices, especially between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. in close to a dozen cities. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Once again, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back out of a hospital. The Pentagon says Austin's in good condition now following his admission to Walter Reed National Military Hospital Sunday for a bladder issue. Austin has taken back his duties now from Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks, who was in charge on an interim basis. Austin will now work from home. The Defense Secretary was hospitalized last month for an infection related to surgery for prostate cancer. A food recall you need to know about if you shop big retail. Corey Myers has more.
A nationwide dairy recall linked to a deadly listeria outbreak now includes products sold at Costco, Walmart, and other major retailers. The recalled products include snack wraps, taco kits, salad kits, and other foods made by Rizzo Lopez Foods Incorporated. Health officials have said evidence linked the company's dairy products to an ongoing deadly listeria outbreak that's been happening since 2014.
Grunge rock band Pearl Jam is heading out on tour, announcing stops this spring after the release of a new album. Eddie Vedder and his Seattle rock band will begin their tour in Vancouver on May 4th. They'll do shows in Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and Portland before then heading to Europe. After that, the Grunge Rockers will return to the U.S. in August for 11 shows, including in Chicago, Boston, and New York City. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.